Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. Shir's sponsor, Lui Nishmas, my wife's grandfather, Rav Zev Mitzvi Halevi Zetzal, who was just nifter. We're holding in Beitza Daf Zayin in the Art School Oiz V'Hadar edition. Perek Rishon in the middle of Alocha Gimel, starting Daf Vav Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom. Says the Gemara, Ravoin B'Shem Rabbonin de Tamon. Ravoin said in the Rabbonin of there, meaning of Bavel. Zoy Sumeris, you see from our Mishnah that says the Ephraim Kiro, the ashes of a Kiro is Mukhan, is ready to be used in order to cover the blood. So Sumeris, Shein Ephraim Kiro Mukhan Elo LeMitzvah. It's only Mukhan, you can use Ephraim Kiro only for a mitzvah to cover the blood, but you can't use it for other purposes. Continues the one of Zayin Amud Aleph. Omar Mano b'Shaloi Hichino. That's only if you didn't prepare it. Avim Hichino, if it's prepared, Mechasim bo Tzoya u'mitzvah. Then you can cover with it feces and the blood of that mitzvah. V'asaki dom avshimi dora shavacho b'shir av yudo. Hichino l'mitzvah, if you prepare it for mitzvah only, or stam efekiru, as we saw in the Mishnah, Mechasim bo mitzvah. So then you can cover the only mitzvah, that mitzvah. But if he prepared it for Tzoya, then you can cover with it tzoya and mitzvah. We need to be prepared for that. There's a machlekes. One mandorma holds that a fakira is prepared for tzoya. Another one mandorma says, no, it's not prepared for tzoya. Now, what's the reason tzoya should be different? Because tzoya is a suffix. I'm not sure if I'll need it or not. Mashaykh by shchita, you for sure will need it. So says the Gemara, Mesi mandoma in a chen le mandoma yeshachen. A good mandoma that says, the hefikir is muchen v'tsoyo. V'yichasebo is a koi. It's according to you. Why do you cover with it koi? Koi, as we'll see later in the Masechto, is an animal that we're not sure if that animal is a behem or a chayo. Kisi adam is required only by behemo, not by a chayo. Koi, we don't know what it is. So then what do you do by koi? You don't cover it on Yom Tif because you're not allowed to cover sofik. But if you hold the Efekir is Muchan to cover a Suffolk, Tzoya is considered to be Suffolk, so why do I cover with it the Koi? Says the Gemara, Omer Lei, Koi Dech B'nei Adam Litois Boi. Tzoya and Dech B'nei Adam Litois Boi. Koi, people are going to learn from it, and they're going to say, think that you pass in the Koi is a Behemo. So they're going to start covering the blood of the Koi. But by Tzoya, people don't make any mistakes. Omer Lei, if you say people make mistakes, here's the mistake that will happen. If you say that you could use a kiro, the ashes of a kiro, he will learn from it that you could go even and dig a hole in the ground, take earth to cover tzoya. And that's for sure not allowed to do. Sigmar Tani says in the Brai, so he vi offer lutuach es gago, he brought sand to put on his roof, seed, losu des beis, so he plastered to put on his house, mechasi boy, you could use it to cover. Meaning you're allowed to use it to cover the blood. East Tani Tani, there's other brisa that says, Ein mechasim. It's not considered to be mukte. It's not meant for kisui adam. Abreza aboy mishav chizdo mandor mechasim l'shovar. Mandor ein mechasim ba lishol betchil. The one who said, do you allow to cover? Meaning, b'dievet, he did it. He did it ready shchito. Now he has to come and cover the blood. What should he do? So he tell him, you can go use these mukte items. But the mandor that says, shouldn't is, if he's coming to ask, should I go and do shchito on Yom Tov? I want to eat something? Tell him, if you don't have prepared earth, and the only thing you want to use is mukzi, you should not do it. You're not allowed to cover the blood of a koi because it's sofik, as we mentioned before. Continues the Gemara daf Amud Beis. Ma im milo shevad yo doiches haShabbos ein tzoich doiches haYom Tov. Milo, when it's vaday, yeah, you know that's the 8th day after baby was born. You could do milo and Shabbos. Still, when it's a suffix, you're not doich yom tiv. I'm not sure that's the day of the meal. You're not doich even yom tiv. Kisi adam shein vadoyo doich is a Shabbos. Kisi adam that you don't do on Shabbos when you know for sure. Dinu shlo yitches fakers yotu. So then, mi suffix, you're not doich yom tiv. That's the reason. That's how we know. Do you now do kisi adam for the koi on yom tiv? He says, well, what are you learning from shchito? Mutu lishchus b'Shabbos. You're not allowed shechet and Shabbos to begin with. So of course, there's no kisi adam. So the Rabbi saw my last times. Rabbi Yisrael answered on his own. Rabbi Yisrael boy answered b'sher Rabbi Yochanan b'shoichet lechoyle. If you do shchita for a sick person who needs to eat you're allowed to do shchita for across the fashis. Then the question is, can you cover the blood? The answer is, you can't cover the blood on Shabbos. So that's from here you have the kalvacher. What about shofar outside of Beis HaMikdash? She'ein v'doyo doyche Shabbos. You're not allowed to blow shofar on Shabbos. Faris feko doyche is Yom Tev, but you can do misafik when it's Yom Tev, regular Rosh Hashanah. You're allowed to blow shofar. So this will be a raya against you. You see, it's something that a vada you can't do on Shabbos, something could do on Yom Tov. So maybe when you can cover the blood on Shabbos for vaday, you will be able to cover on Yom Tov for the koi. Says the Gemara, mas sofik yesham. What's the sofik you have? Which sofik we're talking about? The one that we're talking about, when you have a second day of Rosh Hashanah, we're not sure if it's Yom Tov or not. We add a second day, just be sofik, and you still blow the shofar. Says the Gemara, yom cholu yitka, yom tov yitka. What's the sofik? It's either a weekday or Yom Tov. So if it's Yom Tov, you're supposed to blow shofar on Yom Tov. If it's not Yom Tov, so you don't have no problem to blow shofar. So be man of shach, either way you go, it's okay. So that's not a raya that a sofik is mutter on Yom Tov. Talk about someone who's a droigenus. He has simoni both a male and female. And we're not sure if he's a male or a female. So we're not sure if he's chayav b'shefer or not. So the din is there that you have tkiyah shefer by a droigenus. How do we know that? V'tani ken, you have a braiso. A droigenus moitzi is minor. V'eino moitzi is she'eino minor. You can blow shefer for someone who's a droigenus. Can't be blow shefer for someone who's not a droigenus. Tumtum, someone who is simonim or covered, so we don't know if it's male or female as well, ain't a moitzi loy smino loy chainim. You can't be moitzi, not someone who's a tumtum, not someone who's not a tumtum. And the chiluk is that droigenus, we know, has male and female simonim. So anybody who has the same thing is the same thing like him. If he's a male, so the other one is a male. If he's a female, the other one is a female. But a tumtum, I don't see the simonim at all. So he may be a female and the other tumtum may be a male. So if he can't be moitzi a tumtum. So you see from here that droigenus is a sofik is to care in Rosh Hashanah. So you see that sofik is doichi Yom Tov. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Siboy, in ba droigenus shetoko bedo de tanya in lo tshuva. I mean, we'll see in a moment, the Gemara is going to bring that this kalvachayim that we learned from Milo, that sofik is not doichi Yom Tov. Because kalvachayim, if Milo is doichi Shabbos, the sofik is not doichi Yom Tov. So kisu yadam, which is not doichi Shabbos, of course, the sofik won't be doichi Yom Tov. So now the Gemara said, "Ain't no tshuva. This kavochemer, there's no tshuva. You can't answer this kavochemer." Says, but here we have a great answer from Adragonus. So we see that a suffix you could do, it's doichi Yom Tov, you could blow on Yom Tov. Elama, of course, Adragonus is not a good raya. Why is it a good raya? As the Gemara is going to say later, because Adragonus, we're talking about not that we tell him to go and blow shofar. Talk about Ovav Vetoka. Without asking us, he went and did Kiyas Shofar. So there's a discussion that did the Kiyas Shofar be moitzi a chiyuv or not? But l'chetchil, we don't say to do it. So there's no answer from Adragonus. And the Gemara now quotes this place where we said that there's no truth in the Kalvachemer. These are four things, one of the four things, places, Reb Chiya said there's no answer to this Kalvachemer. The son of Blozov Kopper did answer to this Kalvachemer. What did he answer? Using the Gersa of Chaim. You wouldn't be a kavachim for Milo, Mala Milo, Shane, Sveka Doiches Yom Tov. By Milo, Sofik is not Doiches Yom Tov. You know why? Shane Vadoya Doiches Del Yom Tov. Because you can't do Milo on the 90 Yom Tov. Taima Bikisu Adam, Shevadoya Doiches Del Yom Tov. You could do Kisu Adam on the 90 Yom Tov. Will Vadoya Doiches Del Yom Tov if you can do Kisu Adam on the 90? Dinu Shitch Sveka Yom Tov. So then Sofik will be Doiches Yom Tov as well. Meaning, whatever you could do at night, so you could do Sofik during the day. If you can't do it at night, then your suffix is not doichet. Meal you can't do at night, so suffix is not doichet. But kisya dan you could do at night, maybe you could do it. Even suffix will be doichet Yom Tov. That's the answer to this kavachimer. Here's the one that Chesam Mudalef. The Kamos had ended, Kamos the Tzuchas Rabbonon Kadmori, the same way there was a question to the original Rabbonon, the Kashas Be'adayu, and they stay with the question, why Ein Lo Tshuva? Ken Tzuchas Rabbonon Achoy V'Kashas Be'adayu, and also the later Rabbonon also had a question, Ein Lo Tshuva, and stay with them. What's the question? We have an answer from Adragonus. You see that Adragonus can blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, even though he's a Sofik. Says the Gemara, "Al daide de Ravacho, Adragonus moitzi es minu b'tchilo." Kurt Ravacho had the question because he holds that Adragonus can do tkiyas shofar l'chatchilo. So you see a raya that a Sofik is doichi Yom Tov. Al daide de Avyeisa, Kurt Avyeisa is not a question l'shova. He will explain, as we said before, that the only time I allow Adragonus is l'shova. If the Yevani did it, so then okay. Then we have a discussion, is he moitzi or not moitzi? But not l'chatchilo. So the question, is there a tshuva, is there an answer, is there a pircha to kalvachayimah from Adragonus? Depends, if you hold that Adragonus l'chatchilo can blow shofar, then there's a raya that sofik is doichi Yom Tov, or you hold Adragonus cannot blow l'chatchilo, then there's no raya from here that sofik is doichi Yom Tov. With this we conclude, Yerushalmi Beitzah Daf Zayin.